The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is Thursday morning, and more and more people are getting the COVID-19 vaccine. In fact, next week in Michigan, it will be available to even more people, those over 65 and other frontline workers. Joining us right now is a local pharmacist, the president of the St. Clair County Pharmacists Association, and the head of the Blue Water Immunization Partnership, Jim Caskey. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, it's good to hear your voice, and it's nice to be here. I was just enjoying that beautiful sunrise this morning, so that's kind of faded away, but it's nice to see it on a winter day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully we'll see a little bit more of that sun tomorrow. It's been a little dreary around here just lately. Yesterday, Jim, you got the COVID-19 vaccine injected into your arm. Tell us about that experience and how you're doing today.
Sure. Number one, I just want to say that, when I went to the convention center and I didn't know exactly what to expect, but I was very impressed at the way the St. Clair County Health Department has that set up. It was incredible. I was welcomed in. I was ushered down to the entrance area in a matter of about, 5 minutes, I was at the seat that I was supposed to be at to get the immunization. And so I just want to mention how wonderful it is to see something orchestrated like that and working so well in our community. It is wonderful. Let me just kind of address for a bit the common side effects. Unfortunately, Paul, I'm kind of like chuckling a bit at this report, but I experienced absolutely no side effects at all. In fact, I was touching my arm. I was just checking this morning. Gee, is there any pain there? No, no pain. Okay, any swelling? No, no swelling. And these are common side effects. And then I said, oh, I'll better check my temperature. No fever, no fever. Chills, no chills. Tiredness, no. Headaches, no headaches. So those are the common side effects. And I'm very happy to report that I had none of them.
I bet you are. Not everybody has the side effects. Some people do, and it's worse in some people than others. But I think everybody's in agreement that the side effects are much, much better than actually getting COVID-19.
Absolutely. Totally correct. And now I just want to mention, too, in this little discussion on the side effects, so that, let's say, for example, if you do get any of those side effects that I just talked about, there are some helpful hints that you may want to consider. For example, if you had that pain, you might want to consider, applying a clean, cool, wet washcloth over the area, or exercise that arm that got the shot in. I mean, that's important. Drink plenty of fluids. And obviously, if you're running a fever, dress lightly. If you're into more serious stuff, like let's say some redness or tenderness where you got the shot after the 24-hour wait period, then I would say to contact your doctor, or if you're just, worried about any of the side effects going away after a few days, make sure that you do contact your doctor. But by and large, I have heard no adverse reports at all regarding the administration of that COVID-19. And I'm very confident that this vaccine was made exceptionally safe. It is kind of new technology, but I'm just very confident that it's going to work. And I'm just so happy to see our county really jumping on it. And I know that Dr. Mercatan is probably listening in, but I'm just happy to see our county like stepping right up and, I know that the numbers were up a lot. I don't have the exact statistic, but the numbers, compared to other counties, mm-hmm. is up quite a bit. So we're happy to hear that. That's kind of where we're going with the Blue Water Immunization Partnership. We're kind of looking to basically increase the immunity in our community. We're hoping that that's happening, not only with the COVID vaccine. I mean, that's part of what we're trying to do, but ours goes back to the other standard immunizations, the traditional flu shot. the tetanus and diphtheria, pertussis shot, pneumonia shots. That's an area that's been significantly low in our area, in our county. And so part of the objective of the Blue Water Immunization Partnership was to identify where the problems were, and then to really work hard at getting the message out into the community. Originally, the Blue Water Immunization Partnership started with the St. Clair County Health Department. We had an organization that was called the St. Clair County Adult Immunization Coalition, and it wasn't working the way that we wanted it to. So a few of us got together, Dr. Mercatan included, and we said, hey, let's take this thing out into the community where it belongs, and let's start working with other sectors in the community other than the health department. And so that's where we are with it.
Mm-hmm. When do you expect the vaccine to be more widely available?
Good question. And, right now, we're doing a tremendous job with the healthcare personnel, that are receiving it. Workers in essential and critical industries, they're receiving it as we speak. People at high risk for severe COVID-19 illnesses, they're receiving it. Now, I understand, I didn't hear the governor's report this morning, but I think that she addressed how this thing is going to roll out starting next week. Mm-hmm. And I need to get those answers, and I'm apologetic in a way that I don't really know how that's all going to roll out into the community. I know it's forthcoming, and I know it's really close, but I think it's above expectations, to be honest with you. And then we'll be, so probably next week we'll be addressing people 65 and older and how they're going to get it. So I wish I had a more definitive answer.
No, that's all right. I think it's coming. It's on the way. And that is what the governor said this morning, is that she's hopeful that the incoming Biden administration will increase the amount of vaccine available. She said there's millions of units at Pfizer over on the west side of the state, ready to roll out, and that will be coming soon. Talking with Jim Caskey, local pharmacist who got his COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. Now, Jim, this is a two-dose vaccine, is that right?
That is correct. So the Pfizer vaccine, the one that requires an extreme cold storage, that one is, you receive that first dose, and then 3 weeks later, you received the second dose. But the one that I received yesterday at the convention center was the Moderna brand. That one is, there's a 4 week wait period after the first shot. So, so those are the two that are out there. There's a bunch of them that are coming right behind all of this. And, we're not exactly sure when they're all going to get approved, but I know that several of them are in that phase where they're ready to be, put on the market. They've been tested. They're very safe, but they've got to go through some tail end details here before they actually, get out into the market.
You're obviously very optimistic about this vaccine. You're encouraged by it. You're glad to have gotten your shot yesterday, and looking forward to administering many more doses in the weeks and months ahead. But, Jim, what would you say to people that say, I just don't know about this vaccine? It came together awfully quickly. I don't know if I trust it. I don't know that it's really been fully tested. I don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. I think I'm going to hold off on the vaccine. What do you say to those folks?
Well, there's a couple things that I like to consider discussing with them. Obviously, one of the reasons for the Blue Water Immunization Partnership was to identify and address barriers. So this is kind of one of those barriers that, we have to deal with. Maybe conflicting information amongst professionals, what the CDC said versus what WHO said versus what the government people are saying. So our objective with this partnership is to get clarity, get it sorted out, get clarity out there for the, common individual to understand, And so my thought to people that are really concerned about the vaccine safety, let's go there for a minute, mm-hmm. this particular one, the COVID, you know, there is no difference in terms of safety between this one and your traditional vaccine, your traditional flu shot, your traditional pneumonia shot, whatever it happens to be. There's absolutely no difference in the safety level. In fact, this one has a remarkable effectiveness, and it's been scrutinized very closely. And there's no one that wants to put something out there that's going to cause any harm to the public. And so we've got, you know, we've got some of the best scientists in the world right here in the United States, or in other parts of the world, working with the United States to make sure that we're crossing those T's and dotting those I's, and you know, that there's no room for error. Now, and one of the things that I want to say about the mRNA vaccines, which is what this is, mm-hmm. it's been an incredible blessing, I'll put it that way, to the people of the United States in a pandemic situation to have gotten a vaccine this quickly through new kind of technology that was never used before, this messenger RNA, you know. I'm not sure of all the details that goes into that, and I don't want to discuss mm-hmm. that right now. Anyway.
Right.
But it shows remarkable effectiveness. So they're going like, hey, look at this. Is about 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. And that the safety margin is, you know, it's as safe as any other vaccine.
Yeah.
So that's my personal testimony about it, too. And I, you know, all kidding aside, you know, I kind of wish that I had gotten some of those little common side effects after I had received that vaccine, so I would have had something to talk about.
Well, but, you know, I'm glad that you're feeling well. That's a good thing. And yeah. A lot of people have reported that they get the vaccine and they feel just fine. Other people do have a little bit of that soreness or low-grade fever, you know, not feeling well for about a day. But glad to hear that didn't happen to you.
Yeah, it didn't happen to me. But I just want to mention, too, Paul, that, you know, with respect to the Blue Water Immunization Partnership, so we call it, for short, we call it BWIP, mm-hmm. B-W-I-P. But I'm going to encourage all of our listeners to please go into the website. So it's going to be bluewaterimmunizationpartnership.com. Go in there. Take a look at, you know, the education resources, community resources, who the advocates and partners are, where to get vaccinated, and so on. And I also want to encourage, especially those that receive, I was looking at the number of people that were at the convention center yesterday getting the shot. Mm. And I mean, they were flowing right through there like crazy. But anyways, I would really like to encourage them to check out that website and please post a comment. You know, good or bad, we'll take either way, but we want to hear from you about your experience, you know, in receiving the COVID-19. It'll encourage other people, because we're expecting that there's going to be a lot of listeners that are going to go to that website today. And our goal is to infuse, let's say, I'll use that word, confidence, to dispel myths. Let's put that as a topic you and I discussed several mm-hmm. Months ago, maybe a year ago. And the reason I wanted to do that is it sheds a positive image and a positive light on it. But I would hope that they could also feel like, you know what, I did my part as part of that partnership that Tasky talked about, and I might have saved a life. Or maybe, you know, you just never know. And I think that, so that's part of my little spiel and plead. So I'm just asking them to please do that.
Jim, thanks so much for sharing that with us and sharing your experience. We really appreciate it. Again, people can go to bluewaterimmunizationpartnership.com for more details or to leave a comment. Jim Caskey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I just want to say our community loves you, Paul, and Kayla. Guys do an outstanding job, and I just can't speak highly enough for you. That absolutely information radio. I thought, geez, I ought to put the word awesome in front of
it. Maybe we'll do that. We'll add that in there. Jim, thank you so much.
Your principals up there and say, hey, look, Cassie recommended that we put awesome information radio in there.
I like that. Okay. I like that a lot. Take care, Jim.
Hey, love you, my man.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.